start your daily Torah Marsha Ches Nissan Toshin Pehe Harav Fivish K.
The Gemara in Makkos, of Chav Daled, the Gemara in Makkos tells us, and Tariq Mitzvahs, Nitna Li Yisrael B'Sinai, 365, Lavim, 248, Esin. The Gemara. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Bo David Behemidon Al Yudalev. David HaMelech whittled it down to 611. That doesn't mean you have to keep the rest, but it means to... This will be a guide. If you keep those 11, you're on the right track. And then the Gemara says, Bo Yishaya ben Midan al Shesh. Yishaya brought it down to 6. Look after 6 things and then you'll be okay. And then Bo Micha ben Midan al Gimel. Micha came along and said 3 points. And Bo Habakkuk ben Midan al Achas, Tzadik ben Manosai Yechir. A Tzadik that lives to his Emuna. And Zer Taka David HaMelech, Kol Mitzvah Secha Emuna in 20 Api in Kufi Utes, David HaMelech says, Kol Mitzvah Secha Emuna. What does that mean, Kol Mitzvah Secha Emuna? It means that if you have Emuna, then it's a Shaykh, Kol Mitzvah Secha. We know, as of the 365 Lavim, as a general Lav, Stama Lav, some as over a Lav, the Onish is Malkus. A poem, Yakenu, the Yosef, 39, Malkus. For more serious lavim, Shadok Koretz, Monol Islam, serious Averis, eating in Yom Kippur, eating Chometz on Pesach, Shadok Koretz. But for mitzvahs I say, Bechlal, the Torah doesn't mention Oinshin, except for 2 mitzvahs I say. Non-fulfillment of 2 mitzvahs, if somebody sits by and doesn't bother to do 2 mitzvahs I say, there the Torah says Koretz, one is Bris Milah, the says if a child, when he was 8 days old, his father didn't mal him, he grew up nishkemalet, and he goes through his life. The question is, when's the chorus? Okay, lemaise, if he goes through his life without seeing to have a bismillah, is the adin kun chorus. And the second one is, bo'isha shehu toher, and bo'vaderech lo'hoya v'chod la'lazos ha'pesach. Ayid had no excuse not to make a korban Pesach. He wasn't far away, derech hoika, he wasn't the tome. He didn't make a korban Pesach. There's a din v'nichrasol. There's a chayav koras. So we see that korban Pesach is the only one. Is as that yisoid from the ganze Torah? Only one where there's koras. Because the tachlis of Pesach is exactly what Habakkuk said. Tachlis is emunah. The yom tov of Pesach is a week of chizuk in emuna. And the Malbim explains on the Esamakis, he talks through the Esamakis, and we know there's a medrash that says the reason for dom tzvadeh kinim arav deva is midah keneged midah, each way where the mitzvim afflicted the yidden, they suffered midah keneged midah, etc., etc. We go to all the 10. But the Malbim's got an under mahalach. The Malbim wants to come along and say like this. The tachlis of the Nisim, of the Aserim Eser Makkos, was to teach Emunah. Teach Emunah. And although the Pasuk says, Kseide, you see that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Paroi, and he says, through the Nisim you will know Gyani Hashem, as we'll see, but that's not the main tachlis. The main tachlis was to teach Emunah to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were destined to go to Sinai and to Mekabel the Torah and to say Na'aseh v'nishma Mekabel Tariq Mitzvahs, and the Madrega of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was a sad state of affairs. Ad kedei kach the afila milo nishkehalten, who doesn't even the friar milo, bris milo is something which, you know, even those who are far, far away from Yiddishkeit, bris milo is something which they hold on to. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was no milo. Chazal tell us a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was roasting a korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, and the Yidden said, ooh, that's nice, gotta have some. Moshe Rabbeinu said, in Kol Orah Lo Yochal, so they went and mouth. So Zeman talk that Klal Yisrael will go on a low darga in Mitzrayim. And a few weeks later, they got to go to Sinai and say, Ma'aseh v'nishma. It's nishd. So therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam had to give them a crash course on Emunah. So the Malbim, there were three main areas, three main mistakes that the Kofrim make. First, minus, the first non-belief is, B'chalal, listen to talking Boire, the world came about by itself, a big bang, whatever you want to call it. It happened by itself. There's no Boire. So, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Anima Memunah Shleim, Hashem Boire Shmoy, Hu Boire, Hu Manik Chol Abroim, that everything in the world is a Ribono Shel Olam. That was missing. They didn't know that there was a Ribono Shel Olam. To what extent? The Stam are not as bad as Paro, because the state of Pasuk, Paro said, Li Ori Vani Asisini, Paro said, it's not a famous medrash, a beautiful medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron came the first time to Paro. He was sitting at a big gathering, a big banquet, and he was sitting on his platform, and called Malchi Omer, all the kings of the world around, would come there to pay homage to him and to give him presents and to praise him. And in walked Moshe and Aaron. They weren't invited. In walked Moshe and Aaron. They came right up to the top table, and they came to Paro, and they said, "I've got a message for you. I've got Koyimar Hashem. I've got a message. Keu Ibrim Shalach Hazami." So Paro said, "Excuse me, who are you? Where have you come from?" So they said, "I've come from Kama Hashem." "Well, who is he? Where is he?" So just a minute, and Paro sent for his directories, and he looked up all the directories. He couldn't find the name of Hashem in there. He found it. "Hey, Amon, hey, Moyam, hey, this." He couldn't find that. So he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Who is he? What is he?" So how many Medinas kavash? How many conquers? How many successes does he have in war? How old is he? All these silly questions. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, "You know, it's like an eved of a kohen. He's lost his master, so he goes into Beis HaKavodos to look for his master. He's a silly man. He's not going to be there." So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, "All these gods that you're talking about, call them mason. They're all useless. They're impotent. The only one, the Boris Loilom, the Boris Maimoris, that's who I come in, the name of who, that's who I come." So, Paroi, now I know you're a Shakran, because I made Shemai Moritz, and Leo de Vliasisini, Paroi believed that. An expert liar can believe his lies. He can tell him that much, that you take a believe it. Paroi believed that as the boy Loilom, so to speak. But Shabinu said, "Okay. But I have to teach you," as every stage, Paro said, "Mi Hashem, Mem Yud, Mi Hashem." The Rabbi Islam says, "I'll change down the Mem and the Yud to Yam, and at the Yam you'll know Vidad in Yani Hashem." And so it's like a state that by the Yam, so in Anusab Mibnei Yisrael, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lahem. But then at Yam, so they realized that. So Paro's Kefira was in the Gvaldik and Madriga, Lovus Madriga, Klal Yisrael were also very bad. They had to know. Sedot Aboreo. That's number one. Number two, there was a belief, and the Rambam talks about it in the beginning of Deus, the Rambam talks about it that people believe there is a Boire, that he created the world, but he's so great and so lofty that he can't be bothered with Shtusim of Devel. This world's so lowly. He set the world in motion and it goes on its own. You could call it nature. And the laws of nature, it goes because it goes. So, Avada, there was a creator, an overall creator, brilliant creator, but once he created it, he left it and he left it to its own devices. That's the second mistake in the Munah. And the third mistake was that even if the Taka believed that he does have connections in this world, he does fear their welt, but there are other things as well. There's other powers as well as this, the God who created the world and he set the world in motion and he's looking after the world, but he's not alone in that. Those are the three main points in Emunah that were lacking. Mamela HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along to teach Klal Yisrael with the Esamakas these three points. And it explains, that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaYanoisim Hem Simonim Datach Adash Ba'achav. Why did Yehuda split it into three chalokim? To teach these three lessons. And the Malbim wants to learn that the first two of each set were shtei edim, al pi shnei edim yokim dova. Dom and Tzadeya were to teach Kani Hashem, and Orev and Deva were to teach Kani Hashem v'kerev ha'oretz. And Borod and Arbe were to teach There's no other power. And he brings Pesukim, it's very clear. If you see in the Chumash, it's Mamish, it's Poshe Pshat in Chumash. And the first Makkah, Moshe Rabbeinu came along and says to Paroi, "Bezois teda ki ani Hashem, hinei anochi makkeh b'matnei shebiyodi, and I'm going to change the water of the Nile into blood." The Nile was, Paroi with the Nile were God, they were the power. The Nile was the lifeblood of Mitzrayim. And the Bnei Shalom came along, Moshe Rabbeinu came, B'shem Hashem, and made the God of Mitzrayim into garnished. It was water, now it's blood. It's not a God. Ani Hashem, I am the power. It's not Paroi. It's not Paroi with his Nile. It's me. So, Chloriah, that's not God. And Tzvadeh, the Dolma Zach, is the God. The river is my God. That gives me everything that I need. It supplies my life, and it supplied the Mitzvadeh. It made the most horrific, terrible experience that they had with the Tzvadeh. The Malbim brings crocodile, he says the Lashon crocodile. There was horrendous. If that is your God, so Apishnei Aidim Yokum Dovon. Dovon Tzvadeh taught Ki Ani Hashem. The third makkah the Malbim wants to learn was an oinish, because we know it's Bli Hasra'a. Alamol Adin is, you have to have Eidim V'Hasra'a. So the first two makkahs were Hasra'a, Eidim and Hasra'a. The third makkah was an oinish, as we learned the Malbim. Then you come to the Adash, Orov and Dever. Don't stick again in Pasuk clearly, Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Oretz. I am not just I am Hashem, I am Hashem Bekerev Oretz. I personally conduct every action that takes place on earth. It didn't happen. It was made to happen. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam that made it happen. Orov. Beautiful Raya. Orov and Dever. Gevaldik Arayas. What was Orov? Every sort of wild creature that's in that area around Mitzrayim all came and converged on Mitzrayim at a specific moment, because Malbim explains different chayas take different travel at different speeds and they are at different places. Yet the mocha, it happened tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow. That means 6:00 a.m. All of a sudden, at 6:00, all these animals came into, all these creatures came into attack Mitzrayim. That means until then, they all had to come to the borders of the cities. So imagine if you have an aerial view on the night before, you'd see all the various creatures, lions, tigers, scorpions, whatever, creatures coming towards the borders of the cities, stopping and waiting until the sign to go. How'd that happen? If an animal's in a bad mood, he wants to attack, he'll attack. No, wait till that moment. It's a riot there being that these animals were not attacking. They were like puppets. There's somebody pulling the string. There's somebody there controlling it. In the street, there are all sorts of people. There's Yidden, there's Mitzrayim. The Yidden are supposed to stay in Goshen, but the Yidden never mixed with the Goyim. There's people in the street. And there's lions running wild in the street. And they're charging down the street and they go attacking. There's a group of people. And they go and attack the people. And there there's somebody. And he moves aside. The lion's charging full speed down the street, and then the person that he's meeting is a yid. Oh, not my yid. So he moves away and goes around. Thus, it's a riot. The animal is not attacking. The animal, it's being led directly. Ani Hashem bekerev haoretz. And dever. What's dever? Dever is an illness which causes the death of animals. Yeah, a contagious disease. No, we know about contagious disease, COVID, stay away. Yet, there was tens of thousands, probably more than that, of Yiddish behemoths. And they were in a field, Yidden belonging to Mitzri, and all the Egyptian animals get affected by the illness and die, and not one Jewish animal is affected. It happened. It's a riot that each animal that was being killed was direct intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem Mekerev Oretz. Klar. Borod and Arbe, to an extent, both Borod and Arbe, they defied the laws of nature. The powers that we know on in the world is the power of the atmosphere, the environs, the weather, the sun. These are great powers. They are. The Ramban types Elohim Acherim. We always say other gods. Which it's not correct, but it means other powers. There are powers in the world. The sun is a power. Gravity is a power. All these things have a power, but they're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim Acherim. So these powers were completely distorted through the Borot and the Arbe. None could stop me. The Borot was going to bring a Borot, which defied the laws of nature with fire and water together. Borot and Arbe proved that Ani Hashem b'kerev, that Ein Kamoin li b'chol ha'aretz, there's no one else, nothing else that can stand in my way, that the Ribono Shel Olam, the three Chalokim of Emunah, the Zadar Ribono Shel Olam was b'shaven the Welt, so the Ribono Shel Olam was feared the Welt, and nothing in the world can decide anything different other than what Hashem wants to do, that will be what happened. And Klal Yisrael needed these lessons in Emunah in order to be able to be ready to be able to go to Hasina and say Na'aseh V'Nishma. So the tachlis of the Makkos was to teach Emunah. And the Chasam Sofer, on the same theme, we go on to in the Chelik in the Haggadah, Arami Oyvedovi. Santa Shtickle, this is the from the Vidui that we have in Pastor Kisavoy, Arami Oyvedovi. Okay. So, the Foshim asked the question, our purpose, in the Vidu Bikurim, the purpose of mentioning Rami over Vayed Mitzrayimah is there, Rashi says, Mushabech the Ribono Shel Olam, the various toivos the Ribono Shel Olam has done for us over the years, and we start off with Lavan. Yaakov had a problem with Lavan, and Hashem saved Yaakov. So it says, Rami over Dovi, until you come to, I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, and I have all my produce. You know, that's the content of the Pasha on those, in that context. But for us, dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim, why is it Negei Arami Ovedovi? In Achami, that's what happened, but we don't need that for the Haggadah. So, the Al-Sheikh Zogdataych, the Al-Sheikh explains that you know how it came about Vayered Mitzrayim, because Arami Ovedovi. What says, in what way, the Al-Sheikh says, did Arami, the Lavan, want to destroy Yaakov? So he said, Poshut. Yaakov Avinu went to Lavan, Zogdashidach. Pasetzach, Yaakov Avinu's Shidduch, every Shidduch is very important, but Yaakov Avinu's Shidduch, it has to be Rumi Shel Olam. Yaakov Avinu had the tafkid to create Klal Yisrael, Shivtei Kor. That's his mandate, is he has to be the father of Shivtei Kor to build Klal Yisrael. So Pasetzach, the Shidduch has to be the right lady. So he came to Lavan and he saw Rochel. And at Gazen, with his Ruach HaKodesh, he saw in Rochel the Alat, Chunas, and Nefesh, all the Midas are needed to be a Mama in Yisrael. So he said, I want Rochel. Yaakov made a slight mistake. Because Lamaisa, Avada, Rochel had these Midas and the necessity, all the necessary qualities to be able to be a Mama in Yisrael, but so did Leah. Yaakov thought, Rochel is the only one. He wants that one, and that one will be the Mama of Kamat Klal Yisrael. Lavan switched to with Leah with the intention of messing up the Shidduch. Now Yaakov won't have the Shivtei Kor. Yaakov, that was Lavan's taich in Arami Ovedovi. So he gave him Leah. And because of that, that's how Vayered Mitzrayim. Because look at this, the course of events. Because Yaakov married Leah, Reuven was the Bechor. And Yosef was number 11. So Mamela, when Yaakov Avinu was Machabed Yosef more than the others, Kiven Zekunim Huloi, the brothers were jealous. Reuven's the Bachar. And because they were jealous, they sold Yosef, and that's how he came to Mitzrayim. Arami Ovedovi, because of Lavan's cheating Yaakov and giving him Leah with the bad intention, that brought a situation about where the brothers were jealous. Had Yosef been born first, nobody would have been jealous. The Bechor has a right to have all the great facilities and all the great privileges of a Yosef Nishl Bechor. Mamela they were jealous, and Mamela they did what they did, and because of that we came to Mitzrayim. So Arami Ovedovi, Vayered Mitzrayim. As it's up the Al-Sheikh. But the Chasam Sofer goes in a bit deeper, and he brings a kasha from the Abarbanel. The Barbanel explains the Manish Tano Halayla Azeh, and the Eshta Kasha was Chol Halaylus on Oichim Chometz Matzah Halayla Azeh Kolei Matzah. He explains it on this way. The Barbanel says that the question is as follows. So do adim from a korban toido. A korban toido, you have to, in Haitika Pasha, you have to bring 13 matzos and 10 chalos chometz. So come to it by the only korban where you bring, except the alechem on Shavuos, the only korban where there's chometz is a korban toido. When do you bring a korban toido? On the four situations, either you came out from prison or you crossed the sea, etc., etc., you have a korban toido. No, Haid Banacht, we're celebrating, we're thanking the Rosh Hashanah for Yitzias Mitzrayim. He came out of the biggest prison possible, and we don't bring a korban toido. It's pum faket, halal kol halalos, whenever we are in trouble, lailah is trouble, whenever we have a situation of danger, kol halalos, ana ochem chomitz umatzah, we bring a korban toido, chomitz umatzah, halalah zeh, kol umatzah, what's going on? That's the explanation to the kasha of chomitz umatzah. And the teretz has to be like this. So the Chasam Sofer, the teretz is like this. Arami Oivedovi means Yaakov, we're proud of our lineage. How about Zayda, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? That's fine. And the Goyim have what's their yichus? We also come from Terach. If we came from Abraham, we came from Terach. And the Friedrich. So the Zuama, the Pagam, the Tumah, the genes that are not good were in Abraham as well. So they have to be removed. So Abraham Avinu had the Yitzchak and he had the Yishmael. Part of the Tumah, part of the Nishkutkeit went into Yishmael. Yitzchak wasn't yet perfect yet. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav also to get rid of the drummer. Yaakov had Shiftei Kor. Yaakov had 12 Shvatim, Kulam, Kodesh, Mitos, Shalem, Adosik, Altgim, fine. But when he came to Lavan, Aroman, Arami, Oibedomi, when Yaakov came to Lavan, Yaakov within himself was absolutely perfect, but Lavan wanted to mess up the situation. Lavan, actually, he gave him Rachel and Leah, but Rachel and Leah also had Pagam become, they came from Mesul, and they were Lavan's sisters. Lavan's daughters, sorry. So Mamela, there was a Pagam through the Pagam of Lavan, when the Yidden went to, the Yidden then had, we didn't have the perfection, we didn't have the 100% perfection, so we needed Mitzrayim as a Korah Barzel. Mitzrayim was the cleansing area for the Tumah, removing, the Torah says Korah Barzel. What's Korah Barzel? A smelting furnace. Why do you pour the metals in the furnace? To remove all the sediment, to remove all the rubbish, and it comes out pure. Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim for the purpose of cleansing them from all the Tumah, all the pagamin that they had previously, in order to make them perfect to be able to go to Hasina and say Na'aseh v'nishma. Mamela, everything's a mashal. If you have a beggar with a bit of a stain, so you take it to the cleaners. Now, when you give it to the cleaner, he makes it worse. He puts chora in, he puts chleis, afer, or boilis, whatever he puts in, and in the process, the beggar's in a worse state than it was when you gave it to him. So and you don't pay him for taking away the mess that he made. You pay him for taking away the original mess. Klal Yisrael, when they went to Mitzrayim with a tumor, with a problem. We're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, there's another question. Thank you very much to Bnei Shalom. You took me out of Mitzrayim, but you put me in. Thank you very much. You did a wonderful tovah. I had a terrible time in Mitzrayim. You put me in, so you take me out. Nay. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for putting us in Mitzrayim. It's not a korban toida for saving us from dangers and problems. It's not a korban toida, it's a korban miluim. Miluim is pshat that once we came out of Mitzrayim, we were now ready to be Am Hashem, through the chesed of Hashem who did b'chipozen. Okay, it's a complex issue, but the inui in Mitzrayim, the shibud in Mitzrayim, made us clean and ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Mamela, we're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the danger, for escape from the danger. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the whole process of Inu Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mamela, that's why there's no Korban Toda. It's not a Toda, it's a Korban Milui. And on the same theme, Amuridika Halacha, which is the Chora, Stishta Zazach in Shulchan Aruch. Sedo Rashbam, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashbam, Sedo Adin from Abakosis. And the Adin that the Gabbai Tzedakah is supposed to give enough for Abakosis. But im loy losan, as always the statement that the Shulchan Aruch brings, if for some reason or other a person didn't get from the Gabbai Tzedakah money for Abakosis, yimko malvushoy. Where else, with other mitzvah, does the Torah say sell your clothes in order to be have to be able to have the abacuses? You see, yimkur malbushoy. You're choyf to sell. As I state, you have a look at Shulchan Aruch, tovayim beis yimkur malbushoy. So, and the mefregan azoy, she tells the four, why am I selling my clothes? Because I have to have abacuses, cherus. Yeah. Picture the scenario: a poor man. It just gets by, and he comes to Erev Pesach, and he hasn't got abacuses. So what's on the tongue? So he sells his clothes. So the clothes you need least is your Shabbos suit. You sell your Shabbos suit, you can manage during the week, clean yourself up. Sell your clothes. So he sells his clothes, he comes to the Seder, Nebuch, in his Wochenike clothes, with his Wochenike clothes. It's a joke. I'm celebrating my freedom, and I'm a poor man. It's the Teretz. It's not the freedom from the Inoy Agov. I became now Am Hashem. I got freedom from Paroi. But we're still Avodim. It's not we've gone out of Avodos. We've gone out of Avodos Paroi to Eved Hashem. So we're celebrating. It's a Chinuch. It's a Miluim. Forget my physical situation and my material situation. But I am what I am. One thing you can't take away from me is my Yiddishkeit. I'm a Yid. I have a Munna. I serve the Rebbeinu Shloim, and that's mine forever. And you can't take that away from me. And that's what Pesach is about. And that's why the Abakosis are the Cherus. I am a free man. Free what? I'm not even not free. You can't do what you like. Freedom is do what you like. Freedom is free to do what the Rebbeinu Shloim wants you to do. There's nothing in the way, no impediment in the way of saving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Cheirus is. But Meila, Arami Ovedovi Vayed Mitzrayim, never because of what Arami did, I had to go to Mitzrayim, but because of going to Mitzrayim, I came out of Mitzrayim, and I came ready to be Eved Hashem, and Meila, that's why the Shvadon goes on to say, Efek Noch HaKasha, Zohar Esa Yoyim Azeh, Esh Tosem in Mitzrayim. Yeah, remember this day, Machal Bechoris. Remember, you came out after Machal Bechoris. There was, after then, there were many more Nisim, right? There was Kriyas Yamsuf. Is there a mitzvah in the Torah? Zohar is Yom Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no Chiyav Asay to remember the day of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Mon and the Machal Bechalalek and the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah Zohar is Yom Faket. So like this. Imagine if there's an Eved, somebody who's a slave. And he's having a very bad time. And he decides to escape. In the days of the bad days in South America with the slavery. And he decides to escape. One night he gets out, he breaks out and he escapes. Where's he going? What's he going to do? Bishlam, when he was in heaven, at least he had to eat. He had where to sleep. He had food. Now he's got to escape. He's got to run away. He's got problems. His life's uncertain. Beforehand, he had the certainty. He had not a pleasant life, but he had a certain life. Now he has uncertainty. So later on, eventually, he became, in Eved, he was Zochi, he became a servant to a king, a very kind king in a palace, and so he's now happy. What day does he celebrate his freedom? The day when he became an Eved, a servant for this great king who was kind to him, or the day he broke out? The day when he became an Eved, he's free from his avdus. He's free from the shackles that he had on him. Doesn't matter what the future holds. The future is open for me. I can go and do the right things that I want to do. It's the Makas Bechoros. It's the night of Mitzrayim. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim, which brought about the possibility that I can go to Hasinai and I can go and be Eved Hashem. And Mamela, that's why the Abakosis and the Gantz of Seder, it's the Emunah that I am. The whole purpose is now I can serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzadik ben Manosa Yichyeh. Now I have the Emunah and I have the capabilities. I can say to the Ribbono Shel Olam that's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. Okay, Rabbi, I understand that that's the end of the year. I will continue if those don't. That finish. Continue. A bit more. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll be continued here by. Okay. Just a child having an operation today, so just let's hear to him for it's okay. Shalom Aloysius, Swayna Elohim, Yahim Yavo Yezvi.
Shalom Aloysius,
Swayna
Elohim, Yahim Yavo Yezvi.
Aditeina Moidraglecho, Ayonom Shemrecho.
Aditeina Moidraglecho,
Ayonom
Shemrecho.
I'm going to go to the house.